In this bulletin, Papua New Guinea to enter a four-week isolation period to curb rising coronavirus infections. Calls for more emphasis on cultural well-being to close the gap on Indigenous disadvantage. And in sport, the Hockey Roos coaches quit ahead of the Tokyo Olympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Papua New Guinea is set to commence a four-week national isolation strategy from next Monday. It's hoped the step will help to contain more than 2,000 cases of COVID-19, with more than 25 people dead from the virus. Rapidly increasing infections in the country means the small health workforce of 5,000 nurses and doctors in the country are also falling sick. Tracy Ewan, Child Fund Australia's health advisor, says the outbreak could worsen health outcomes for children and the treatment of other diseases in the country.
Just due to this sheer lack of resources and the balancing act that the government has to do, that they've converted TB inpatient wards to COVID isolation wards, and this has meant that our TB patients are now having to sleep out in the open.
It comes as Australia plans to send its Pacific partner 8,000 AstraZeneca vaccines, 1 million surgical masks, 100,000 bottles of hand sanitizer, and 20,000 face shields. PNG is struggling with COVID-19-related misinformation as the Pacific nation attempts to control a surge in cases. Authorities are concerned residents are not taking it seriously and are urging people to cooperate with new health measures put in place. Mark Purcell from Australia's peak body for international humanitarian NGOs, the Australian Council for International Development, says virus misinformation is rampant in the country.
People don't understand the virus, so there's a belief that natural remedies may cure the virus, or even things like witchcraft in some remote areas.
Australia's medicines regulator says there are no specific problems around either of the two COVID-19 vaccines. The Therapeutic Goods Administration says it has received 19 reports of anaphylaxis, a form of allergic reaction. Nationally, 14 of which followed the Pfizer vaccine and 5 followed the AstraZeneca vaccine. As of March 15, the TGA had not received any reports of blood clots following the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine, which at least 17 countries are currently investigating while suspending or delaying the vaccine's use. On Closing the Gap Day, social workers and academics are calling non-Indigenous Australians to learn more about Indigenous cultures. The Australian Association of Social Workers says greater investment is needed to reach the targets set out in the Closing the Gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians by 2031. The organisation also says the solutions must consider input from First Nations Australians. The Australian Security Intelligence Organisation is warning the COVID-19 pandemic has increased online youth extremism. During an annual speech in Canberra, ASIO Director General of Security Mike Burgess says the pandemic had increased beliefs about societal collapse and a race war.
For those intent on violence, more time at home online meant more time in the echo chamber of the internet on the pathway to radicalisation. There, they were able to access hate-filled manifestos and attack instructions without some of the usual circuit breakers that you get with contact with the community.
This comes after three people had been arrested in Melbourne as part of a joint counter-terrorism investigation. A teenager has been charged with attempting a terrorist attack and is due to face court in Melbourne on Thursday. A 20-year-old will also appear in court, while a 16-year-old was released without charge. To sport now, and Hockey Roos coach Paul Gardoin has quit the team ahead of the Tokyo Olympics. Hockey Australia announced Mr. Gardoin's decision, saying he had tendered his resignation following an independent review into the elite women's hockey program. The review was launched after allegations of bullying, body shaming and homophobic behaviour emerged within the team last year. A summary of findings will be released today. Assistant coach Katie Allen will assume the role of interim head coach. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 34 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 29. Melbourne, sunny, 26. Hobart, mostly sunny, 25 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two and 20. Wollongong, showers, 22. Sydney, much the same and 23. Newcastle, rain, possibly heavy, 22. Brisbane, similar conditions, 27 degrees. Cairns, possible showers, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 32 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.